to forgive them. Give them another chance. Let God move in their lives. God has spoken to them. They have repented. God can rebuild and restore and resurrect your marriage. Oh, how many families, how many children could be saved if we would just forgive them. Forgive them needs to be taught every day in our churches. Has the Holy Spirit started revealing or convicting you of any person that you need to forgive? Do you think you have a bitter and unforgiving heart? When you start to study about unforgiveness in the Bible, you will read many powerful scriptures that warn about unforgiveness that can turn into bitterness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Bitterness can be an ugly giant in our hearts if we do not deal with it each and every day. We need to understand that unforgiveness can turn into bitterness. This is why I am teaching you all these different scriptures, to have you examine your heart and to say, Lord, show me. And maybe there's somebody you love so very much that is so angry, so upset. And maybe you could share these scriptures. You can be a lighthouse. You can go and teach them and share the scriptures. This is not just for you, dear child. This is for you to teach others and share with others, to have other Christians and other family members and friends to be set free. How often do Bob and I hear of a marriage being restored, but you've got a mother or a father or a brother or a sister who do not want to forgive your husband or your wife for what they've done? Why? They're Christians. Because they have unforgiveness in their heart. They're holding grudges for what your spouse has done against you. We're not condoning it. Let us pray this message goes not just to you, but goes to your entire family, your friends, your church, your pastor, to everybody, to understand we're to be praying for the prodigals. We're to be praying that they repent. We're to be praying that we do not hold unforgiveness in our hearts. Take these scriptures and ask the Lord to make them alive in your heart as they have to me. Do you know when I started preparing this lesson, I started hearing so many songs, so many sermons on forgiveness. I walked into my office and Bob had Stop Divorce Radio with all music. And there was a group singing forgiveness. The name of the song is forgiveness. And I just laughed at the Lord. And I says, okay, Lord, I know I'm on the right road and teaching the right lesson. Because he wants you and I to be free and have victory in our Christian life, regardless of our circumstances. Do you have unforgiveness or a strained relationship with a child, a parent, a family member, an employer or an employee, or it could be someone who has hurt or wounded you even at church? Do you know that if you're stuffing down all this unforgiveness in your heart, that you are in bondage physically, spiritually, and emotionally?